This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I didn't. I asked for his build and I accepted the challenge. I accept the challenge. Lucky, find me on social. We'll go out. All right, let's do it. By the way, we're talking about the Warriors schedule for the 2025-2026 regular season. It was launched. All right, Warriors, by the way, Joe, got 15 back-to-backs. How many of those are going to be played by both Steph and Jimmy Butler, I wonder?
15 back-to-backs.
And Al Horford.
And yeah, we'll see with Al Horford and D'Anthony Melton.
Over-under D'Anthony Melton playing 15 games.
We'll see. There's a six-game...
Let alone 15 back-to-backs. Give me a break.
Six-game November road trip. Eight-game January homestand. Two straight games in San Antonio and Minnesota, and seven of the final 10 are at home. Plus, in April, they don't leave the state of California. So those are just some tidbits for you.
Well, the game that I circled, and I know everyone's looking at Christmas, because Christmas, you know, was the unofficial start of the NBA season. I think it's getting ripped away by the NFL. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Cooper Flagg, Klay Thompson.
I'm over the Klay return thing, just in general. You know, Carter said to me before the show, like, I'm so over the whole Klay thing. Love Klay, but Klay's returning. He returned already. Now, it is a return for Klay Thompson. I'm more interested in seeing Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg and Klay Thompson all on the floor all at once. I'm more interested in that than I am Klay returning.
What are we doing?
The game I've circled was the Houston Rocket game right before Thanksgiving, which is a Wednesday night game in November on the 26th. That is the number one bar night of the year. for everybody returning home, and to have Rockets, who the Warriors face in a 7-game playoff,
Kevin Durant.
And Kevin Durant, and it's a new look Rocket team. Like, that to me is more interesting than even the Christmas matchup, but maybe that's just me.
I'm still interested to see Klay Thompson. Maybe Meg Thee Stallion will be there courtside at Chase Center on Christmas Day. That would be pretty cool. As they are dating, obviously, Klay Thompson, Meg. I don't know if you know that. Yes. Shout out TikTok. But I'll say this. The Klay Thompson angle still intrigues me because of the addition of Cooper Flagg now. Like, does he put this team into legit contender category? Like, can he have a...
Who's their point guard? Like, D'Angelo? Well, I mean, come on.
Well, I know. Hey, listen.
I'm gonna fade D'Angelo.
I hear you on that. And when and if they get Kyrie Irving next year, I don't even know if you could bake that into the equation. We shall see. But you mentioned it. The sheer size of that team, mm-hmm. with Anthony Davis and Cooper Flagg, Klay, again, you said D'Angelo Russell. We'll see how the rest shakes out. They re-signed one of their centers, right?
Look, it's a very intriguing roster.
It's very intriguing. That's why I'm still fascinated with it. The Klay Thompson angle, though, I agree. I think last year there was a lot that was going on with the negotiations. Did you make a real offer? Did you not? You know, there was some hurt feelings there. And Klay was obviously letting the people know, letting Joe Lacob know last year when he's at Chase Center. We had the big sign picture, Captain Klay hats. It was all fun. And I think we have kind of turned the page a little bit, but it'll still be nice to see Klay at Chase Center, what he meant for that team. But I'm with you when it comes to the Rockets. I actually thought, Joe, the more prudent move should have been Warriors-Rockets on Christmas and then Lakers-Mavericks because of the Luka angle. Like, I thought that made more sense because of how that was the most exciting series, I thought, in the playoffs last year, was that Rockets Warriors series going down 3-1, them coming back, pushing it to brink game 7. How fun was that? I know it was a first round series, but there was a lot of action in there. Fred VanVleet turning into a god again, couldn't miss. The Dylan Brooks factor, now he's gone, obviously. So I thought that's what they should have done, but I'm still going to be locked in on Christmas. Absolutely.
On Christmas,
Let's go.
I'm just, you know, I know. Give me the NBA schedule, and I'll give you the NFL schedule. Okay, and you guys tell me where, if because you know.
The okay, so you have the NFL.
Yeah,
one
I'm looking at it right here.
All right.
So on December 25th, it's a I don't know what day it falls on this year. You've got Lions Vikings in Minnesota.
It's December 25th is on a Thursday this year. So it might just work out for Thursday Night Football.
So here you go. Lions Vikings in the morning in Minnesota.
Okay.
That's always got its, intrigue. And, you know, who knows where the Vikings are at.
Right.
Lions, we think, are going to be good. Cowboys Commanders, which we'll see if the Cowboys, you know, have 4 or 5 wins by then. Broncos Chiefs in Kansas City. That's a hell of a nightcap.
That is a really good one.
That's probably, and we'll see about Lions and Vikings. Cowboys, Commanders, just because the Cowboys, everybody, you know, tunes in to hate on them. And, you know, I know they've got a big national fan base, but that game.
I'm interested.
On NFC East it out, in general.
I hear you, but the Jaden Daniels thing, can he do it again? Is Dak?
No doubt. No,
like,
he's
Dak's going to be healthy. Like, the fact that, like, and again, I know we like to kind of.
Micah might not even be on the team.
Exactly. Like, I have no idea what to make of the Cowboys. I still have to watch that Netflix talk everyone's talking about, too, about the Cowboys in the 90s and all the drama that was there. Because you lived it.
The White House?
I didn't get to live it. So I want to relive it through those things. Obviously, it's going to have. I saw that Jerry Jones is a part of it. So I'm sure it'll have a pro, you know, Jerry Jones angle. But I have the NBA on Christmas. Again, Thursday, December 25th this year. I'll give you the schedule there. So we got. Cleveland, New York, 9:00 our time, 9:00 West Coast time. All right.
Just between you and me, and I'm not trying to hate, Cleveland doesn't do anything for the masses. You could call me a hater all you want. I'm telling you the truth. You put the Cavs on, everyone knows they're a good team. They just don't move the needle like that. I'm just telling you the truth. It's not. You could call me a hater. I'm telling you. People that I know that watch sports, that die hard, they just don't. And I love Spider, but they don't.
Mitchell ain't that dude. Like, he's a good player, but he's not that, like, I'm tuning in to watch
him. Now, the
him
Knicks
play.
Have a cachet because they're the Knicks. And you can say, oh, but
think they have a shot, too, in the East. Like, that's another part of the Knicks. Like, they have a legit shot in, like, a wide-open East as far as I'm concerned. Cleveland,
but Jalen Brunson, and I just think the brand of the Knicks is very cowboy-ish. You either love them or hate them, and so people tune in.
All right, so we got that one.
And there's something about Madison Square Garden. Come on, you guys know we all get sucked in. Yeah, no, I do. It's like watching a game at Wrigley. I get sucked in. I call me a guilty.
Cavs, Knicks, 9:00. I'm doing all West Coast.
And that's at Madison Square Garden.
That's at Madison Square Garden.
God, it's such a. I love that matchup.
All right, so
even though I hate, I told you, nobody does anything with Cleveland.
All right, the 11:30 matchup. It's going to be Spurs Thunder. That'll be fun. Wemby against the defending champs. It's kind of, you know, it's a Western Conference matchup, so I think Warriors fans should be interested in that. But again, the defending champion Oklahoma City Thunder, are they must-see TV still? I'm curious to see how that goes going forward. I'm not sure.
I think that's actually a good matchup by the NBA. I think that's strategically really smart. Wemby versus those guys. I think that's a really smart move by them. Keep going.
All right. So we got the first two there.
I actually like that matchup.
Now we get the 2 o'clock matchup, which is the Warriors one. So it's going to be Mavericks, Warriors, 2 o'clock West Coast time. What?
No, it's
not hitting you. You're just looking at it compared to the NFL and it's like, oh my God, they got no chance kind of a thing.
No. It's going to be going on during the Commanders Cowboys. That's a perfect time to have Steph Curry on. Because I think there's Cowboy fatigue. And I don't think the Cowboys are going to be good.
I don't think the draw of that game, call me crazy, the draw of that game is going to be what's Jaden Daniels look like. That's much quarterbacks matter
football,
in the league. It's football. Exactly.
And there's fantasy, and it'll be playoff time, you know. And so, but I think it's a smart move by the NBA to put Steph right in the middle of that Cowboy game.
Cooper Flagg, Steph Curry, sign me up. You got me right there. You could say Steph or Cooper Flagg, I'm in immediately right there. All right, so that's the 2 o'clock matchup. Then after that, we've got Rockets at Lakers. That's the primetime sexy matchup.
I'll be watching Durant versus LeBron. That's
how
great.
Many of those
rooting
do we have
against
left?
LeBron.
Right, there you go. I didn't even mention
Bronny crying on the sideline.
Well, yeah, there we go. And then to wrap it up, we got T-Wolves Nuggets at 7:30. So that's going to be the nightcap.
That's the sleepy matchup for me.
that's you're out. Anthony Edwards, Joker. What?
You know what that is?
What?
That's me putting all the wrapping stuff into plastic bags and then bringing that to the recycling. And I'm just calling it what it is. That's on at the end of the night.
You're having your fifth slice of pie or pumpkin pie.
Exactly.
Or whatever you're doing.
What?
You're not into that?
I really like that.
No, I do too, but that's a long day of sports.
Okay,
so I'm just telling you, the reality. Christmas is a long day. It's a gauntlet day for the Shasta.
Give me the NFL. Do you have it up there? One more time. The Christmas NFL game.
Yeah,
one more
so
time.
It's going to start off Lions, Vikings.
Okay.
Cowboys, Commanders.
Okay.
Broncos, Chiefs. I'll be watching Broncos, Chiefs over. And now the Minnesota game will probably go on after Broncos, Chiefs. But correct. I'm going to be watching. Dude, think about it. You're
gonna
be going to be in Kansas City. Yeah. You're going to be in Kansas City in December, late December.
Oh, I know.
The visual is going to be incredible.
It's great. It's going to be chilly. It's going to be cold.
It's going to be Sean Payton versus Andy Reid.
And your boy Bo Nix is going to get humbled from one Steve Spagnuolo. That's what's going to be happening next year in Kansas City. So I'm excited. No, Christmas, those are good matchups. And the Warriors going up against Anthony Davis, Klay Thompson, Cooper Flagg. Lock me in on that one.
I'm surprised.
Are you in, by the way, going to Christmas Day games? Are you in or out on that?
Well,
because that's always a tricky one for me. There's parts of me where it's just God, I want to go. So, but I like being at home with the fam, chilling with my feet up.
You
kids opening
understand,
the presents.
The older I get, and this is going to be, specific to me. I'm very blessed because all my family lives here. That's number one. I freely acknowledge that. And we have a lot of family and I'm very blessed in that way. But Christmas Eve, we go to my mom's side. Christmas Day, Michelle's mom comes over. Mm-hmm. Then we go over to Michelle's side.
That's cool.
You know, afterwards. So it's a long day. We have to go see family and, family's getting a little older. And as much as I want to do certain things, it would have to be a very special, unique matchup because, there's family members that we have to see and we want to see that we don't necessarily see. And I know, it's an arbitrary day and you can do it on another time, but it's a tough sell. I'm going to be real. It's a tough sell, especially considering my entire life is sports.
I know. I hear you, but I do think
for me, I'm just being real.
Once LJ does get older, maybe there's going to be a party hey, you know what? Ed, want to go to the game? Christmas, my gift. We'll see. Steph's probably going to be retired by then unless, he's still playing until he's early 40s, but maybe you think about that because the Niners, obviously, Christmas last year, right?
I wanted to bring LJ's. She wouldn't let her 2 years ago. She wouldn't let me.
It's too small.
He was way too little.
Way too small.
I wanted to bring him to the Green Bay game in the rain.
Right. Sorry, 2 years ago.
Definitely. Yeah, he's preemie. And so I wanted to bring him to the Green Bay game. She was like, absolutely not. It's the middle of a storm.
Don't want to do that one.
I brought him to the amateur yesterday.
I think about that game again, too. It's insane that the Anders Carlson factor of all this. And that was a guy that the Niners were Matt LaFleur literally said, I have to close my eyes when this guy kicks the ball. And the Niners were let's bring him in. Let's get that guy. Jake Moody, by the way, 7-7. How do you look? Is he looking better? Kicker watch? Jake
Jordan
Moody?
Love threw that game away in the second half. Like, you rewatch that game. He made a horrific across the field pass.
I know.
To Dre Greenlaw. Just absolutely. And then Dre Greenlaw, go down. Doggy, go down. Like, the game was insane.
We're going to get into the Niners.
The game was insane.
We're going to get into the Niners a little bit here. Obviously, joint practices with the Raiders, what Kyle Shanahan had to say. And Kyle Shanahan's comments earlier in the week about expectations for this squad. I'm very curious to see how you're going to feel when Kyle Shanahan says what he said a couple days ago, Joe, on SiriusXM radio, because it got me kind of a downer. I'm not going to lie. What Kyle Shanahan had to say, it kind of put a damper on my expectations of the team. So we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But put a bow on this. Is there anything... when it comes to this Golden State Warriors schedule, that concerns you?
Not concerns me, but let me give you some of like I don't want to get too far down it. I don't want to get all, you know, radio on you in the character radio. I don't want to get too, OCD. But you get Indiana a couple times early, and that might be the best time to get them because they're going to be, you know, obviously without Halliburton. They don't have Turner anymore. You get the Nuggets. You're going to have a good feel on who you are. The Nuggets twice early in the year. This is a team that's really had your number. Like, are the Warriors legitimately different? Like, I think that's, can you split those Nuggy games early on? And then you got the Spurs a couple times early on in the season. I'm just going to get you to Thanksgiving. Like, that's what I'm looking at. You get a good look at two different teams in the West, in the Spurs and the Nuggets. One is a veteran-laden team that you believe to be in that championship zone.
Right.
The other one is a wild card team. If I told you, hey, the Spurs were the 4 seed, I wouldn't be that surprised because that would tell me they took this big step forward. But if you told me they were like the 10-11 seed when the year was over, I would also, they were probably battling injuries all year. Well, I don't know what to make of them.
I don't know what to make of them either. The what is it, the deep vein thrombosis?
I'm very skeptical
on the health of Victor Wembanyama. Dude, when you're talking about like blood clots, like I have no idea how to
He plays, he's amazing.
He is, but
blood clots. Castle is a stud.
There's certain words that scare me because I know how it ended Chris Bosh's career, and I'm hoping this doesn't happen because the guy is such a wizard on the court. He's literally the alien. That's what they call him. But blood clots scare the hell out of me.
Absolutely.
That is something that is real. So I wonder how, hopefully he's healthy and he's good to go. And that's something that you don't have to monitor going forward. And then De'Aaron Fox's health. Like, they just signed him this fat contract too. He's hurt.
I know, but you didn't mention a team that they also
played in the first week, Joe. The Clippers. How are the Clippers going to look this next year? Like, that was a team we all kind of were circling heading into the playoffs. Obviously, that huge game before the season ended went to overtime and James Harden took it over. But how are they going to look? Because it felt like if any time that they were going to like push forward and push ahead, it was going to be last year because their health was a factor. And they were healthy. Kawhi Leonard, for the most part, was healthy. James Harden was healthy. They got knocked out in the first round. They didn't advance. And I'm very curious to see how they're going to bounce back this season. Didn't they get old man Chris Paul on that team too now? Run it back? CP3?
There was a picture of... Paul George, I know he's not on the Clippers anymore, but I was thinking about it because of all the old guys. And there was a picture of Paul George wearing a knee brace going out to the club.
Oh, no.
Did you guys see that?
Oh, no.
Now, it's funny you bring that up, though. I just said to Sam, they have the most back-to-backs of any team in the NBA.
They do?
At 16, yeah.
Oh,
somebody,
my goodness.
Somebody had photoshopped that this picture of Paul George outside the club, and it was all the geriatrics, and it was Chris Paul, James Harden, Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler.
Was DeAndre
Draymond
Jordan?
Green.
DeAndre Jordan?
Well, they were all in knee braces. Somebody like had them all in knee braces waiting to get inside the club. And it was pretty funny. I thought it was a funny picture.
It's like most of the hosts here at 95.7 walking into the building with all the different knee braces and stuff on. It's all right. That happens.
Oh,
is Bonte going to be wearing one heading in?
Who has a knee brace at the station?
Dibs has like 3 of them all the time.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Haven't you worn one? You've worn one here to the station, right?
A knee brace?
Yeah, something.
I don't know.
No, his issues are feet.
Oh, feet.
He's got the special socks.
Oh, he's got the Rex Ryan problem. Got it. Okay. I hear you. That's fine.
A lot of host injuries keep track of.
It's a great point, Sam. What injuries are going on with the 49ers?
I was trying to do the injury, Boxer and Gerson whistle.
Oh, the whistle.
The very beginning. Yeah, I guess it didn't work.
We were both trying to do transitions right there, and you know it happens. But I'm transitioning now to the Niners and their health because that's going to be the name of the game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.